That was rather epic.
That's one word?
How did it feel to listen to it?
You know, I've heard that thing so many times in the past, like, 2 weeks that it's kind of lost all of its effect on me.
Yeah.
I still laughed. I still found it amusing. I'm still pretty proud of it. But it was cool to know that other people were listening at the same time.
Yeah, I can tell you guys had fun. Obviously, the chemistry between your group was obviously showing. So a lot of that was somewhat like planned out as to which direction we go, but a lot was improvised. Is that what I am deducing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of planned the basic premise, especially towards the end, you know, that last 10 minutes. A lot of that was ad-libbing, but we kind of knew the direction we wanted to go. So we had some notes that we were following, but some of it was ad-libbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And love the cameo by that, what was that guy's name? John, Jim.
Jack, something.
Group character.
Yeah. Who was DJ Matt?
DJ Matt was Paul and I's, he's our roommate.
Okay.
Is he in tonight, guys? Could he say hi?
No, he's at the Anderson Center right now.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Again, it was great. A little bit long, you know, but, you know, you kept things going. I guess what I'm sensing is, I mean, to me, it sounds like the zombie apocalypse, it didn't seem that dangerous.
Yeah, you know, we kind of wanted to put a little bit more humor into the show. With kind of that background element being the zombies and the danger being like a side note.
Yeah.
Mostly because I know myself and Paul are a little better at the humor than the horror.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get that. I mean, it's a fun way to play with the typical storyline and not just to have, you know, lumbering things crashing in and going, rah, rah. You had a few of that, which you need. And it was fun to see how you kind of, you know, play to people's strengths, you know, with kind of what I sense are, you know, what Rob's interest and personality is and Haley's and everybody. You know, Paul just wants to, like, have fun things and play his kind of music. And you know, Dan has sort of his dark side and, you know. And did Crystal do a lot of those commercials or was that a kind of combination?
It was a combination. Crystal did. Haley, help me out here.
Crystal did two bumpers. She did the bumper that you heard, the one where she was like, "Hey, you know, you're listening to Radio RTZ with a Watt sound effect going on." I did the two commercials. I did the car commercial and the mayonnaise commercial. Crystal and I actually switched on that. We discovered that, you know, I really enjoyed doing the commercials, and she was just going like gangbusters on the bumpers. Unfortunately, we didn't get to use both of hers, but the one turned out really nicely, and we ended up incorporating that. So that was fantastic that we were able to sort of switch up our responsibilities depending on what we were each best at and what we enjoyed most.
Yeah, well, I mean, kudos again for playing with the theme. The audio production was really smooth. The editing was tight.
That's all Daniel.
the use of the effects, so brilliant production. You got the secret phrase in there. Kind of slid it in at the end. It worked in very, very well. I was listening for it. And thanks again. So, I mean, what do you have to say, like, advice-wise for people who are going to take on this project?
Definitely plan ahead and definitely, you know where you want to go with whatever it is you're doing. As you heard with us, at least in my opinion, ad-libbing gets you a little bit, but for the most part, I frown on it and try to discourage it. So I should probably take my own advice. but definitely script out what you want to do and know where you want to go with the show. It'll move a lot quicker and keep people hooked longer.
Is that something you kind of learned from the first time around, or did it? Was
yeah,
it a combination?
The first time around, most of our show, I don't know if you heard it, Alan, almost everything was ad-lib. We didn't script a single thing. We just kind of went in with a general idea of what we wanted to happen and then just went with it. And we pretty much did everything in one take. You know, we didn't record anything more than once. And it came off that way. You definitely had that feel to it.
Yeah, and you know, there are times when that works well. And, you know, I've done it too, but I understand what you're saying. I remember a video of this guy showing how he does voiceovers, like announcer voice, and he says, like, the same sentence, like, 10 times with just these little different inflections. And it sounds silly when you hear him, but then it makes sense to have 10 different versions of everything so you can choose the best one as you go into the editing phase.
And the bits that we ad-libbed close to the end, we were all, you know, passing around the brandy and getting drunk. Those worked as well as they did because, you know, like Daniel said, we knew where we wanted to go with those moments, and because we had a lot of structure going into them. We had already established, you know, story and place, and so we had a lot of stuff to play with at that point. We weren't, you know, just coming in. We kind of tried that in the beginning. We walked into the studio and was like, okay, everybody, just like talk about stuff. But we ended up having to go back and script a lot more because we needed more structure. And I think that that worked out well in the end.
All right. Well, thanks again. Congratulations. Great on everybody's work tonight. I couldn't be happier with all the audio shows that came out, the effort put in. I think you learned a lot. And, you know, now, you know, I'll let you go back and catch what the zombies are doing in the debates right now.
Yep.
All right, guys, I will I keep saying this, I'll see you in class. I won't see you in class, I'll see you online.
All right.
All right, thanks, Alan.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks
see you guys
so
later.
Much. Bye. Bye.